I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Lukenya Hill Camp in Machakos County in Kenya. And today we discuss a contentious yet interesting subject, the French and their modus operandi in the continent of Africa. You know, several years ago, the former president of Mozambique, Samora Moises Machel, said that sometimes we compare colonialists and say one was better than the other. And he told us, don't engage in that comparison. What does it matter when a person stabs you when he's smiling and when he's sneering? At the end of the day, you are dead. The same is to be said of the French. Of the colonizers, they were perhaps the most vicious. The most vicious, particularly in Africa, because they came to loot, plunder, and never leave. And this is so self-evident that when you look at the manner in which they came into African territories, the one that they acquired primarily by dint of conquest and by dint of partition, such as Senegal, La Côte d'Ivoire, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, which was Upper Volta, Central African Republic, and even little islands like Mayotte and Benin, and the one that they subsequently received after the Treaty of Versailles, like Togo. Their modus operandi was to convert people into French. And young people in schools were told to say, our ancestors, the Gauls. The policy was assimilation, to make you little French people. That is the manner in which they governed their territories. And if you visit any of the cities, they were made in the image of Paris, La Petite Paris. That is how Abidjan ought to have looked like. That is how Dakar was meant to look like. That is how Niamey was meant to look like. And the net effect, therefore, is that their system of administration was to make them French territories. And the word, the description in French was le territoire d'outre-mer, the foreign territories of France, which were effectively being administered from Paris. This, of course, could not continue for all times. When the struggle for independence and the decision in San Francisco in 1945 that colonization was a crime against humanity and that people should decolonize, France itself was in a crisis. And Charles de Gaulle had to be called back as a war general. And in 1958, he came back, and of course, the Gaullist constitution. And still at that time, France was not prepared to leave their territories. And some have argued that in fact, the referendum that was held in 1958 was designed to tell the former colonies, you regain your independence or those aspects of it that we want you to regain, but you still remain within a colony. You still remain within the French colony. Your budget will be dealt with in Paris. Your currency will be pegged upon the French franc. Your leaders will be directed by France. Your foreign policy will be dictated to by France. And when the decision was then made to do that, and the countries voted with Guinea voting no, many French colonies actually remained under the tutelage of France. There were, of course, three individuals who did not like this. Number one was Ahmed Ben Bella in Algeria, who was very clear that you cannot allow this situation to continue. And the French literally left Algeria destroyed because they did not like what Ben Bella was doing. The second one was in Mali, or what was then called the French Sudan, Modibo Keita. Modibo Keita actually extracted himself from that environment, and for a short time, there was meant to be a unity between Mali and Ghana. And of course, the most famous in this regard was Ahmed Sékou Touré of Guinea. So that when you look at the French, they continued to stay in those territories, and what they did was to have individuals, leaders who are their anchors. Félix Houphouët-Boigny in La Côte d'Ivoire remained an anchor of the French in that particular part of the world. And of course, later in Gabon, the Omar Bongo was one of the boys that was kept by the French, and of course, Denis Sassou Nguesso in Congo-Brazzaville. So when the French left, they ensured that they continued to control their countries, and the currencies in those areas are currencies that were controlled from France, even to date in the case of some of them. Individuals such as Jean Bedel Bokassa in Central African Republic, who are tolerated by the French, were simply doing France's bidding. And how has France continued to dominate their former colonies? First, the creation of La Francophonie. La Francophonie is a union of former French colonies, the essence of which is to ensure that they have their economy dictated to by France, their currency, the CFA franc, the West African version and the Central African version. Until the French went to the euro, they had to keep a certain portion of their money in the French bank, and that continues in respect of certain countries up to today. They have to midwife all their economic activities through Paris. That is one, economic domination. The second one is political domination. And one sees that in places such as Cameroon, with individuals such as Paul Biya, who, once they are elected, spend most of their time in Paris. And beyond the political domination is also military domination. When we recently had a wave of protests against elected leaders, what has happened is that in the Sahelian region, what has happened is that you have insurgents in northern Mali, you have insurgents in Chad, insurgents in Niger, insurgents in Burkina Faso, you have insurgents in Central African Republic, and you have the base as La Côte d'Ivoire. And of course, when the coup started happening, it was a rejection of the French. In the year 2022, we started seeing a wave of young leaders emerging in the Sahelian nations. It started with the Guinea, and after Guinea, you had Niger. After Niger, you had Mali. After Mali, you had Burkina, and in an electoral process in Dakar, in Senegal. And one of the first things that they did was to disconnect. We are no longer using CFA franc. We want your armies to leave. We are going to be in charge of our foreign policy. So this then leads us to the mother question. Do the French ever want to leave? No, they don't. A commentator once said, that if the French were to leave their territories, to cut the umbilical cord with their territories, within 20 years, France would be a third world, whatever third world means. But I think it meant that France would no longer be playing in the league in which it plays. And you can see it. Why do they want to control these territories, one may ask? Cheap uranium. They get it almost for a song. Cheap gold. They get it almost for a song. Cheap rare earth. You almost get it for a song. French culture. Remember that language is a multi-million dollar industry. So when countries are beginning to migrate from the use of French, like some countries in the Sahel have now made Bambara the official language, it means you are no longer supplying books in French. It means you are supply of students to the Sorbonne and other French institutions. So it means that the economic lifelines that keep France alive are being cut. And this is why France must continue to dominate her colonies. And you can see that in order to remain in Africa, France is now trying to recruit countries that were not formally within the French colony. There is a major meeting that is going to take place in Kenya in the year 2026. Kenya was never a colony of France, but they are beginning to have this dalliance. In other words, if we lose one here, we are going to recruit one here. And you see a very active French president trying to dictate what is happening, particularly in the Sahel. One of the areas that is disturbing them, and today I think only, if I'm to give it context, only in the month of November, actually on the fourth day of November, the year 2025, Atimi Goita, the president of Mali, is on record as saying, we know they are doing everything in their power to ensure that they destabilize the Sahel. That is what France is going to do. They are going to do everything and anything diplomatically, militarily, economically, to ensure that they remain in their former colonies, because in their mind, these colonies are still le territoire de Outre-mer. These are still territories that ought to be dictated to from France. These territories are still territories which ought to have French legionnaires. And these are territories that ought to be directed from Paris. That is how French people think. That is how French administrators think. It is a sad thing. The beauty is the scales are falling from the eyes of young people in Africa, from those who are in positions of leadership. The wax is beginning to melt, and France is beginning to retreat, wailing and kicking, but retreating nevertheless. Ladies and gentlemen, we deserve a break as we wrap our mind around these critical issues about the continent of Africa. See you next time. Thank you.